Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Wake up with the Wolf Show. Dale and Brian, Amy and Chase, 636 now. What were the best country songs of the decade? Coming to the end of a decade. Now, this list would be hard to put together, you know, because it's so subjective and everybody's got their favorite songs.
Well, that, and even if, like, whenever you have any kind of conversation about artist or music, doesn't so much of it depend on what mood you're in, who you want to hear, what time of year it is?
Like, I don't want a slow song. I'm more of a fast song type of people.
Yeah, especially if it's like spring or summer.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Well, Billboard puts together a list every year. We'll give you the top five, see what you think. Number five, Nobody to Blame by Chris Stapleton. Body Like a Back Road, number four, Sam Hunt.
Oh, yeah.
That was from 2017.
Now, he's going to have to change it to Body Like Going Down the Wrong Way.
Uh-oh.
Oh, see what she did there.
Oh, get it.
Because of his DUI.
Yeah,
all right.
His
right.
DUI will not forget.
Right. That's right.
Number three, Follow Your Arrow.
Casey
Musgraves.
I love her. She just seems to... Have you guys watched her Christmas special on Prime yet?
Oh, no, not yet. No.
Oh, I haven't watched it either. I follow her on Instagram and Twitter. I just really like her.
I do want to remember to watch that, though.
She's like a mini Dolly Parton, it looks
yes!
like.
Yes! Doesn't she?
Yeah.
She has a very classic style about her, but she's also like kind of just badass. I dig it.
Yeah.
Number two, Girl Crush from Little Big Town.
Ugh.
And number one, I really think that you could. A lot of people would agree with this. The number one best song of the decade.
Hooba Stank the Reason.
Right, how'd you get? The House That Built Me by Miranda Lambert, which is a terrific song. From front to back.
I saw her when she was just here in the Coliseum. First of all, great show by all of them. Ashley McBride, Mara Morris, which really put me on. And you guys were like, I don't like Mara Morris. And I was kind of like, about her. But after watching her perform, she's super talented. And she's a really good storyteller. She interacts with the crowd well. So I like Mara Morris. But same for Miranda Lambert. She just seems so... She reminds me of Dolly Parton a little bit, too, to be honest.
Look, I'm sure Maren Morris is a great performer, great singer in person, all that, but she just looks like a bulldog to me.
Who are you to judge somebody based on their looks, though? What do you think? On the scale of 1 to 10, where do you think Maren Morris is, and where do you think you are?
I'd give me a solid 10. I give her...
So you're not even taking this serious.
Well, I give her an 8.
The amount of men who have an opinion on anything about what a woman looks like or what she should look like when they themselves are threes and below is amazing to me.
I don't think... You take that back. You take that back. You take that back right now. I can't do this. I can't work in this environment.
The House That Built Me, it got won all kinds of awards. It got Song of the Year. It got Music Video of the Year, Best Female Country Vocal Performance, Song of the Year, Single Record of the Year at the ACMs, and Video of the Year at the ACMs. It's just so many awards, and it is a great story song.
Yeah.
Speaking of story songs, you mentioned that earlier. I love a song that tells a great story.
Isn't that something you can all kind of relate to? Just that nostalgia about, you know, growing up wherever it was?
And going back to the house that you grew up in. It's like if you live in the same town as the house you used to live in, every time you drive by, you're like, oh, I remember, you know.
Yeah.
That's really what that song is about. But yeah, according to Billboard, that's the best song of the decade. And I would have to agree. I enjoyed it very much.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.